It is very rare to find somebody that's really alive, juicy, fun. And I've tried to describe this state before. What is it that I connect with that we'll call the state? And I've rarely seen anybody in the state. As I talked about a year or so ago, we did have somebody here who went into the state for a few months. I actually saw it outside of myself, sitting there, manifest in this person, this stateless state. So I'm going to try and describe this stateless state again, in the form of a person. So the person is there, there's their body. And simultaneously, they're not really there. Now, what I mean by not really there, there is no position, there's no belief, nothing is set. It's all fluid, and it's soft, and it's gentle. And I'm going to use the word encompassing, which is the word I use for love. It's encompassing. It encompasses everybody and everything. Soft, gentle, loving. But at the same time that the person isn't there, there is a presence that's so gently powerful. It's not wishy-washy. It's very there, but it doesn't have a position. It's not fixed. It's not condensed in any way. It's flowing and soft and very powerful. We very rarely see that. Occasionally on television we see a person, and when we do, it's outstanding. Their eyes shine. Now here's the ingredient that's usually missing with people as they're waking up. What goes missing is, for me anyway, fun. Fun. A lightness, like a dance, a pleasure, an enjoyment. And usually when people are in the process of waking up, they get rather serious about it or fixed about it. And what I've been seeing is, again, this thing that's hard to explain, in this state, this delightful state, nothing is fixed. Everything is flowing. Everything is moving. Let's say dancing. And yet, there's a stillness, an incredible stillness. Willie Nelson had some t-shirts printed. Still, still moving. Still. And in that stillness, a movement. Now, in this state, what shall I call? Delight. 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 And my experience is, my vision, my way of seeing things is, we are all that. We all have that. And we're not finding it because we're looking outside. So people say, I'm looking for my meaning in life. Meaning, when I find something I'm totally involved in, then I'll feel fulfilled. It's true. When you find your vocation, what you resonate with, it becomes a delight. And if you resonate with this thing without being attached to it, you'll pop into that state. But if you're attached to it, if you're saying, I feel good because I'm doing this, you're not there. Because when this is not there, you'll probably lose what you've got. So if we are feeling good on the inside because of what's happening on the outside, it's not ours. Because, of course, all is change. Everything is changing all the time. Especially now, this planet is under massive change, rapid, massive change, which was foretold. So looking in each moment, still, being aware of the process of the mind, as far as I've got to so far, it's not necessary, not needed to stop the mind, because that's part of our natural process, being in a body. The mind runs. But seeing that we are not that mind. The mind may have a thought and suddenly we don't feel good. Nothing has changed. We're sitting there, we've had a thought, and suddenly we feel terrible. The thought, watch it. Not trying to change it, not trying to stop it, not trying to understand it. Just have it. And if we have a sensation in our senses in some way, if we don't feel good, yes. Yes. As I feel very strong, we all have what we're looking for inside us already. And most of us are looking to be happy or to feel good. And actually what's in there is way, way beyond that. It's not good and it's not bad. It's not happy, it's not unhappy. It's just wonderful state of being. And the only place it is the only place there is here now. Be here now. And with it floating along, the possibility that nothing is more or less important than anything, the tiniest thing, the biggest thing, is in one way equal. And the alexia, the word comes, the sweetness, the key is not to take anything too seriously. Because once this state is glimpsed, people do get these glimpses, they get it in the Satori group and many other situations, near-death experiences. Once it's glimpsed, it's realized that it's sweet, it's delightful, it's light and alive. So happy, non-serious looking. And sending you all lots of love. Bye for now.